You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Jane Lee, who covers the athletics for MLB.com. Jane, been a tough couple of weeks. You know, I always ask this question, and I don't even know if it's relevant. People make fun of me for it. But what's the atmosphere? How are the boys weathering this storm? And I guess that's about the best way I can express it, because so many things have gone wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think it's been easily their roughest stretch they've had in years, probably in the last 3 years. And Bob Melvin even mentioned that on Sunday after they were swept in Anaheim. He said, this is the worst I've seen this team play in 3 years. And, I've seen Melvin upset before during other tough stretches, but not like this. I mean, he had just laid into his team right before the media was let in. His voice was still crackling. You could tell he was upset. And, he said the reason he was upset was because that's just not who this team is. They look beaten down. They don't look like themselves. So many guys are struggling at the same time. Of course, they came back the next day and won against the Mariners. And, Adam Dunn hits a home run in his first at bat for the A's. And so they have to feel good about that. But it was and, still could be a concerning stretch. I mean, granted, they have one win under their belt since then. But they have to keep it going because the way they're playing, I mean, the offense was just, and it's just completely missing. There's nothing there. Brandon Moss's struggles are really troubling. He's having a hard time. Josh Donaldson is a very emotional guy. He's frustrated, and, he's let it be known that he's frustrated. He can't really hide those feelings. There's just a lot of just growing frustration. And hopefully being home, kind of helps ease that. The fans are still kind of great to them, but I mean, there's no doubt that this has just been a really brutal stretch for them.
You know what they need? They probably need a 10-0 game just to get everybody a chance to laugh some and just take the pressure off, because it's just, it's like in this game, like the harder you try sometimes, the more you fail. Let me ask you about, and I guess what, why Adam Dunn, did Billy think this was as simple as giving the club, a club that's got all these slumps, just giving them a dynamic presence, a threat in the middle of the lineup? Was it just that simple with Adam Dunn and the A's?
It was even simpler than that. It was getting them any bat they could. It was David Forrest, the assistant GM, said on Sunday, we can't be picky right now. I mean, the offense is, like I said before, the offense was just doing nothing at that point. And any bat they felt like could help, just to help lengthen out the lineup. Ever since Cespedes left, guys have been shifting in the lineup in spots they don't normally hit in. And, that really shouldn't change anything, because at the end of the day, you should just, be able to hit. But I think it was putting a little bit of pressure on them, putting pressure on guys like Derek Norris and Brandon Moss, who are suddenly hitting in the cleanup spot for the first time in their career, and they're not just hitting in the cleanup spot, they're doing it for a team that's trying to, win their division. And that's a lot of pressure, and I think some guys were feeling it, whether they, would admit it or not. And I think just a guy like Adam Dunn, you can overlook his average, because right now, no one on the A's is hitting for average, except for Donaldson. His has spiked up a little bit. And just kind of, wait for that power to come. And that's something that hasn't been there with Moss. Moss hasn't hit a home run in more than a month. With Dunn, I think they're back to having that. And hopefully, with Moss sliding down in the order because of Dunn, his power comes back. But they just, without Cespedes, they lost that threat of, at any time, this guy could hit one out of the park. And I think they have that with Dunn. And I think that kind of just eases everyone's minds a little bit.
It's interesting that was what you said about guys hitting in different spots. I remember one time the Astros asked Lance Berkman to hit third. He'd been hitting fourth, fifth, and he just was freaked out about it. He said, no. First of all, that's Jeff Bagwell's spot. I don't want that responsibility because I know what's expected of me there. And B, I don't think that's where I'm best. And it's interesting. Guys, you know, like we talk about bullpen roles being defined, guys want a certain comfort level. I guess looking back on it, just better sort of changed all the dominoes in the room there a little bit, right?
He did. And I mean, you know, you can't just take out your cleanup hitter in the middle of the season and expect to continue playing like you were. Granted, this is a team, they've always said, we don't rely on one guy. And they didn't rely on just Cespedes. I mean, at the time of the trade, you know, Brandon Moss was still hitting, Derek Norris was still hitting. Those guys have just stopped hitting completely. But they're also hitting in different spots. The pressure mounts when you're not only struggling, but, you know, suddenly they want you to hit, you know, up in the order. And, you know, when guys get used to certain spots in the order, it is big for them. I mean, you look over in Anaheim at Albert Pujols, you know, he's still hitting third. I think Mike Trout does not hit second in any other lineup. He's hitting third in any other lineup. But Pujols feels comfortable there, and so they're going to keep him there. And it affects everyone else. And it's the same thing with any other team. And with the A's, you know, you just kind of all of a sudden yanked out your cleanup hitter, and there's a domino effect with that, especially when you have injuries and you have guys like Jed Lowry out. Coco Crisp is injured, and there's just, you know, so many things happen. And suddenly, you know, Josh Reddick's hitting 1-9, and so is Stephen Vogt, and guys just aren't settling in into one spot, and they're feeling the pressure of certain spots.
Well, while offense is the focus, what Scott Kazmir has really struggled, all-star this year, what do you sense is going on with him?
Yeah, it's kind of strange because he doesn't look tired, and that's maybe the concern is that, okay, well, he's already matched his innings, now surpassed them from all of last year, and even that was the most he had thrown since 2007, so maybe he's a little bit tired, but he doesn't look it, and I don't know what it is about the Angels. His past two starts have been against them, and ever since he was released by the Angels, he's really struggled against them. I don't know if it's a mind game with him in that team. You have to wonder, okay, now that, you know, he gets a start against someone not named the Angels, maybe he'll get back to being, you know, the Scott Kazmir they need. But it is troubling just because his past two starts have been so bad. His command's not there. His command's usually really spot on. And he wasn't happy at all with the strike zone on Sunday. He walked four in an inning, and, you know, he kind of pointed to that. And he didn't want to make it, you know, an excuse, but there was something to be said about that because it was pretty blatant. But beyond that, I don't think they're too concerned yet. You know, it's just been two really bad starts in a row against the same team. So, you know, hopefully a start against someone else will just kind of get them back on track.
So the A's still have a 4-game lead over Detroit in the race for the home wild card game, but they have games left with the Angels. In the aftermath, you told us how Bob Melvin reacted, but in the aftermath of being swept by the Angels, what did you feel in the clubhouse? Did you feel that a lack of a loss of confidence? And do the players think the Cespedes trade really messed up the team?
I don't think they'll come out and say that, but I think I get a sense that there is a feeling that, you know, it really did affect them, and you can't blame them for that. I mean, like I said before, you can't just take out, you know, your cleanup hitter in the middle of the season and not replace him and just expect that other guys will kind of step up and fill that role that he left. I mean, his presence, granted, you know, he didn't really post – you know, A's-like numbers. His on-base percentage was really low, and, you know, the homers were there, and the average was a little down. But his presence just, you know, you don't find too many guys in the game like that whose presence just changes the dynamic of an entire lineup, and he did that. And so I think, you know, that's why guys were putting pressure on themselves, because they thought, well, you know, hey, if these pitchers that are facing us, you know, they don't see Cespedes in the lineup, well, they're going to pitch us differently. And we have to step it up, because now all of a sudden we're missing, you know, 20-plus homers. And so I think they're, you know, they don't want to point to that as a reason for this sudden downfall, because, hey, they were struggling even before Cespedes was traded. I mean, since the midway point of the season, they're below 500, which is pretty hard to believe, and that's going back to, I think it's June 29th. So that's an entire month, even still with Cespedes, where they were struggling. So they don't want to pinpoint the trade as, well, this is why, but I do think that they're feeling the pressure because of it.
Yeah, and, you know, Bob Melvin, the last thing Bob Melvin and Josh Donaldson, et cetera, want to hear is talk about the schedule, but their schedule is favorable. I mean, I think that as we're recording this, 17 out of 25 against teams losing records, but I think, you know, their focus is probably, hey, we got to fix ourselves. We can't worry about who's in the other dugout. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Sometimes the most fascinating stories come out of seasons like this. I appreciate your time, Jane, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you so much.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.